on this, the sixth Sunday of Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó.
Sì, Cristo resucitó. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day, you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Our opening hymn is Children of the Heavenly Father.
Whoops. There we go.
Amen. And now let us pray together. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture. Ray, you're up for reading, but you need to unmute yourself because we can't hear you.
All right, here we go. From the Message Bible, the book of Acts, chapter 17. So Paul took his stand in the open space at the Areopagus and laid it out for them. It is plain to see that the Athenians took their religion seriously. When I arrived here the other day, I was fascinated with all the shrines I came across. And then I found one inscribed to the god nobody knows. I am here to introduce you to this God so you can worship intelligently. Know who you're dealing with. The God who made the world and everything in it, the master of sky and land, doesn't live in custom-made shrines or need the human race to run his errands for him, even if he couldn't take care of himself. He makes the creatures don't make him. Starting from scratch, he made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable with plenty of time and space for living. So we could seek after God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him. One of your poets said it well, we're the God created. Well, if we are the God created, it doesn't make a lot of sense to think we could hire a sculptor to chisel a God out of stone for us. Now, does it? God overlooks as long as you don't know any better. But that time is past. The unknown is now known, and he is calling for a radical life change. He has set a day when the entire human race will be judged and everything set right. And he has already appointed a judge, confirming in him before everyone by raising him from the dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. It's now time for our children's sermon. So if parents, you could unmute the kids so we can hear them and see them. Here's Kaya. So yeah, I know some of you are here. I'm gonna try to talk to the Marquez family.
Can you hear?
Stella and Hannah. Hi, girls.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's good to hear your little voices. How is everyone this morning?
Good.
Oh, there's Allie. Hi, Allie.
Yeah, Kyle's here.
Hi.
There's Kyle. And look, here's Sophia. She's a little camera shy.
Retired for the service.
Oh.
Alec, you're
last week, does anyone remember what we talked about last week?
No.
I know it's been a long week.
No.
Oh, there's Gracie in the car. Hi, Gracie.
Hi. Say hi.
What are things that are round that you find outside in gardens or in what do we find?
Stones.
Thank you, Ray. Ray's the big kid. He's going to help me out. So, we talked about how Jesus is our living stone, and I asked you if maybe you could go out and find some stones. So some people sent in pictures of stones. Let's see what we have. These are Tia Carroll's Cape May diamonds. These are stones she found at Cape May. Aren't they pretty?
Watch that, look.
And this is Tio Rogers' stone.
Oh, watch yours. Where's yours at? Watch yours. Watch for yours.
Oh, look who's here. Here's Stella and Hannah. Look at, see those big stones? Can you see, Hannah? That's you. Those are big stones at Hamburg Park. Yes. They were thrown into the river. And this is Stella and Hannah's growing rock collection.
Yeah.
So some of you kids, if you don't have a rock collection, maybe you could start one. Gives you something to do and to remind you that Jesus is with you. Here's Kaya.
Stella.
Kaya found it in our yard this week. We have to figure out what type of stone it is. It's limestone, they're telling us. We found limestone here in our yard. So, lots of different stones that we found, and we can continue to find stones. This week, it's all about you. If you listen, now, I don't know if you want to try to count how many times I say you or how many times you have said in the Bible this week. It's a lot. But know that it's so many because God cares for you. It's a reminder. So remember that. Even if you're struggling, you don't know when you'll get to see your friends or go back to school or see your family. Remember that God is with you. God will never leave you. And God will always keep you safe. Let us pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you.
For stones.
For stones.
And for Jesus. Thank you for promising. Always be with us.
Always
be with us.
Help us remember this always.
Help us remember this always.
And share it with others.
Share it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We now turn our hearts and our minds back to Scripture. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. The friend is the Spirit of truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father and you're in me and I'm in you. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. Si ustedes me aman, obedecerán mis mandamientos. Jesus keeps telling his disciples what they need to do. Love the stranger, the widow, the outcast. Speak out against hatred and violence. He keeps repeating himself. He's telling different stories, but they're really all the same. Love one another. Love as I have loved you. He's even showing them how to love others, even through his own actions. Remember how he ate with sinners, cured the lame, and fed the hungry? The disciples witnessed all of that. But even though he's showing them how to love, they're not seeing what he's doing very well. Even though he's talking, they're not hearing him very well either. The disciples are not catching on. But can you blame them? They can't do it. Their teacher is about to leave them. And besides, they're not even sure who he really is anyway. And they're not even sure what he really means. Love one another. They're not sure how to do it, or if they can do it, or better yet, if they even want to do it. When people are scared, they don't hear things very well. They need reassurance. They need to hear things again and again and again. They're like children. You have to keep repeating it, so hopefully sometime it sinks in. Jesus is getting ready to leave them after all. And you say, wait, aren't we in the season of Easter? Yes, in the church, we are in the season of Easter. But our gospel reading from this morning has jumped back in time. This is not the Easter season. It's Thursday, Maundy Thursday, the evening before the crucifixion, the evening before Jesus leaves his disciples and for what they think will be for good. So he has to remind them, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. Si ustedes me aman, obedecerán mis mandamientos. But Jesus knows that won't cut it. It's not enough just to say what they need to do. They've already forgotten all that he's taught them. They're too worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. How are they supposed to remember what to do? So he has to assure them that they can do it, even if they feel they can't. They won't be left alone, is what he tells them. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming back. No los voy a dejar huérfanos. Volveré para estar con ustedes. Or as the King James Version of the Bible says, I will not leave you comfortless. I am coming to you. Jesus has to go, but he's not going forever. And maybe the disciples still can't hear that. After all, we know the rest of the story. We know that when Jesus does return, he finds the disciples in a room behind locked, closed doors, and they are afraid. They're not out loving people. They're not out sharing Jesus' story. They're holed up together, and they are scared. Even after he appears to his disciples there in that room, it seems they don't go out. For when he comes back, as we heard several weeks ago, to see Thomas, they're still there in that room. The door isn't locked, but it's closed, and they are still huddled there. They still aren't out doing everything that Jesus has told them to do. Love one another as I have loved you. So Jesus has to keep telling them, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. Si ustedes me aman, obedecerán mis mandamientos. And then he has to let them know that he's not leaving them for good. He has to keep reassuring them. I will not leave you orphaned, he tells them. I am coming back. No los voy a dejar huérfanos. Volveré para estar con ustedes. I will not leave you comfortless. I am coming to you. And besides, he's sending another friend, as the Message version of the Bible states. He's sending an advocate, one who will advocate for them and for the world. It's the Holy Spirit that he's talking about, God within them. It's that whole same Holy Spirit that we have, God within us. For we are scared and we don't hear things very well, especially now with our new reality. We too need reassurance. We need to hear things again and again and again. That's why Jesus tells us, I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. No los voy a dejar huérfanos. Volveré para estar con ustedes. In fact, Jesus is already here with us, whether we've noticed him in our midst or not. I will not leave you comfortless, Jesus tells us. I will come to you. And Jesus has already given us our advocate, the one who goes to bat for us, the one who won't leave us alone, the one who reminds us what being a disciple of Jesus is all about. We aren't so sure how to love as Jesus loves, especially in the midst of this pandemic, especially when we just want to stay so holed up in our homes, afraid of the world. But Jesus tells us, I will not leave you orphaned. I'm here with you. No los voy a dejar huérfanos. Volveré para estar con ustedes. I will not leave you comfortless. I'm here with you. And the Holy Spirit is within us. El Espíritu Santo está con nosotros. We may not be able to feel it, but Jesus is within us. God is within us. It's what enables us to keep moving forward. It's what allows us to find new ways to love our neighbor in spite of being told to still social distance. It's what enables us to be church in spite of not being able to gather together in our building. It's what gives us hope for a better tomorrow. So may you hear these words and know them to be true. God is within you. And Jesus will never leave you. And if you forget all of this, if you're not so sure what Jesus is telling you, what Jesus is telling us, if you forget, remember just these words. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Remember those words. They're words that you learned as a child. words that still apply to you this day. Jesus loves you. Remember these words and go and share them with the world. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen.
Amen.
Our hymn of the day is I Will Not Leave You Comfortless by William Byrd. This is performed by the St. James South Pasadena section leaders of their choir. It's an amazing reminder still that Jesus does not leave us comfortless. Amen. Now, for those of you that weren't able to see this video but were able to hear it, they did this via social distancing. This was sung via Zoom. See all that is possible to do even in the midst of this pandemic. We now offer up our prayers to God. And remember, there will be a time where all of you will be unmuted and you are able to lift up your prayers for all of us to hear.
You are the creator of heaven and earth. Revitalize the health of oceans, rivers, lakes, springs, glaciers, and other bodies of water that give life to your creatures. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You call all people of the world your children. Judge the nations justly, show mercy to the oppressed, and speak truth to power through the prophets. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray, O God, for all who are facing COVID-19, for all who mourn their dead, all who have contracted the virus. We especially pray this day for Emerida del Toro, as we commend her to you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are quarantined or stranded away from home, those who've lost their employment, those who fear the present and the future. We pray for physicians, nurses, and all those who work in the medical field, medical researchers, and the World Health Organization. Fill the aching in our hearts and give us hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
Abiding God, you have revealed yourself to us in the form of your Son, Jesus Christ. Embolden your church as your followers to reveal your love to everyone in our speaking and in our living. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Your commands are good and merciful. Give us courage to take hold of our baptismal promises to work for justice, advocate for the voiceless and free the oppressed and imprisoned in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For what else should we pray?
Neighbor Isabel.
For the caregivers.
Pray for the family of Richard Kaufman.
For Beth.
Summer and their family grieving the loss of Beth.
For all those who are alone and lonely.
For the lonely elderly at nursing homes.
For my family.
The living room.
For an end to the pandemic.
For my family. I pray that we'll be able to worship together soon in the church.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for all who died in the faith and bring us at the final resurrection into your everlasting life, where sorrows will be no more. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and donate from our homepage via Venmo or PayPal. Please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors. We hear that call to love as Jesus loved us. Doing our first to-go community meal this Saturday would not be possible without all of you. Together, we can feed our neighbors. Thank you for your commitment to be disciples of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss D, for that song. It's one of my favorites.
You're welcome.
And now together, let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name. Through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó.
Sí, Cristo resucitó. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And now may the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. We are disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Somos discípulos de Cristo dentro y fuera de nuestra comunidad. Vayan en paz, sirvan al Señor. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.
Thank you, everyone. God bless you this week. Join us next week to celebrate Jesus' ascension. Same place, same time, same ID number.